Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. We're back again. We should have game show music for this, John. Good niche, bad niche. And today we're talking garage organization systems. I kind of like this one, John. I kind of want to see where you go with this, though. But good niche, bad niche. What do you think?
Good niche. Good niche off the bat. Good niche, it sounds super unsexy, right? Like you hear somebody say that and you're immediately entering snore land, right? Like, oh, garage organization. Right. But hang on, think about it here. Like, what are some of the things we're looking for in a good niche, right? So one of the things we're looking for is an identifiable ideal customer. And I think right here, there's definitely one, right? The dude, right? This is a dude space one, right? The guys who hang out in their garage, maybe they work on cars, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, he's got calf-high white socks, wearing New Balance shoes. He's got his hands on his hip, admiring the lawn. You know who this guy is.
Yeah. There's definitely a really clear ideal customer for this idea. And that's a big thing, right? You want to be able to speak to one person on your site. So many people listening to this are going to know that guy well because you are that guy,
yeah.
Right?
You know what? I like this in two ways. One, I love selling to affluent dudes. I fucking love it. They are the best people to sell to. So one, you're selling to affluent dudes. But tell me right now, John, if you told your wife, I'd really like to organize the garage and that's what I'd like for Christmas, you tell me she ain't going to buy that? You have the greatest audience ever. I love this niche and I haven't even Googled anything and I think this is a fantastic idea.
Ah, dude, if you saw my garage right now, it looks like a dumpster vomited in there.
Mine too. Like,
it's terrible. If I said that, holy crap. If I said I wanted to spend 15 grand putting in a storage system in our garage and it was going to be spotless, yeah. There would be no arguments, right? And literally, some of the products in this space are at that price range. Like, this is definitely a high ticket space. Like, some of the specialty garage and shed, I would probably extend it to sheds, not just garages, but like the storage systems. Like, there's some really cool products in this space, and there's some really high ticket products. There's a good range too. There's stuff on the lower end. Like, it's not all 15,000. You know, you've got, and there's lots of different products. I think. Shipping, like while they look bulky, often they come flat packed, so the shipping isn't as bad as it might sound. And they're really simple products in this space, right? Like there's not many moving parts, they're not mechanical in nature generally, you know, they're not electronic, so they're pretty simple. Not a lot's going to go wrong with them. So from a returns perspective, you know, it's pretty easy. And you know, I think there's
dudes don't return stuff.
Yeah, well, that's true. The return rate is automatically lower than others with this particular market segment, I think. But, you know, I think as well, thinking about it from a marketing perspective, while the idea itself sounds pretty boring on the face of it, I think there's probably a lot of content stuff you could do here as well.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you went there. That's where I'm sitting here thinking of the TikToks and YouTube videos. And like, if you're this guy, if you're the one who has an organized garage, this is your niche because you can just walk out in your garage and make content all day long. And so like, are people searching for this? Sure, it's going to be generic terms, I assume, unless there's branded opportunity, but you can make content galore. Go make fun of there's literally a TikTok sound of the Home Depot sound where it's like a guy admiring his lawn. Like, go be that, be a character, turn into the liver king of the manly men who organize their garage and paint lines in their grass. And like, you know what I mean? Like mow line. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend anyone here. But like there, this is totally brandable into market. There's all sorts of cool stuff you can do here. And honestly, I'm a little excited about it. I wish I was that guy, but I'm with you, John. I've got at least 100 pounds of cardboard Amazon boxes stacked up in my garage, as well as all the kids' junk and couches. And yeah, I'm not the organization guy, but man, whoever this is, man, this is for you.
Yeah. And I think it's also a space as well where just because of the nature of the products, and I think there being also the possibility for some lower ticket products in this space as well, I think it's an easy one at some point that you could branch off into your own brand of products that fit within this space, right? There's a lot of, like, not necessarily maybe the whole massive cabinet storage things or anything like that, but there's a lot of kind of storage and organization related products that are very simple to manufacture, but probably could be improved upon in a number of ways.
You know where I'd start with this? I bet there's a bunch of people listening to this who sell things, and there is a keyword where they search niche product and then DIY, and they're like, ah, fuck these guys. They're not going to buy my stuff. I don't want to advertise to them. This is perfect. Like, there's going to be people who don't want to spend $15,000 on an organization, but they're going to want the plans for it. And you can sell the plans for a perfect size garage for them to go to Home Depot into aisle 14 and pick up the 2x4 they need and the fasteners they need, build out the whole thing they need for DIY, go rank that and sell them a $99 ebook that tells them how to do it, a $199. It's all profit after there from two guys who are selling an information product. I encourage you to find a way to sell an information product. It's not as easy to sell, but it is, you know, there's no cogs there. There's nothing there. So I actually think you could attack this in so many, like, I'm really excited about this. I wish I knew somebody I could help.
Yeah. There's a course in this. I could sell a course, how to organize your garage.
100%.
You could write a book. But yeah. Whoa. Mind blown. Maybe
women?
We shouldn't publish this niche and just go do it ourselves. Hey,
would you market this to women though? Of like, here's how to get your husband to organize the garage with DIY plans and market it to women.
Look, it's not a bad idea.
The leading cause of divorce in 2023 is John's ebook that's coming out. Oh man, these episodes are way more fun than us teaching. We need to do more of this stuff. All right, if anybody's doing this niche, reach out. I want to see how you guys do and give you some ideas. I think this is a fantastic idea, and we didn't even dig in that deep. This could be fun for someone.
Yeah, good niche.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
If you've been thinking about getting started in the high-ticket dropshipping space, maybe you've been thinking about joining the Dropship Breakthrough program, but if you're like most people, you've got some questions. You might have some things that are unresolved in your mind around whether this is the right thing for you to be doing right now, whether this is the right thing for you to be investing your time in and starting a business here. Well, we've got something that might help you. If you are in that situation, you can jump on a call with a member of our team here at Dropship Breakthrough. It might even be me or Ben, to have a chat through those questions and help you work out whether high-ticket dropshipping, being a member of Dropship Breakthrough, is the right thing for you to be doing right now. So all you need to do that is head to Dropship Breakthrough. That's one word, breakthrough spelled BREAKTHRU.com/call. You'll find the link in the show notes. Head there, and that will take you to a page which has a booking calendar on it where you can find a time that works for you. It's a free half an hour call where you'll chat with a member of our team. Once again, could be me, could be Ben as well, about whatever you're thinking, whatever questions you have, whatever you'd like to work out, so that you can then go away and determine whether this is the right thing for you to be doing. So go ahead, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call in today.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.